serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tell us you're a multimillionaire who has zero concern about the struggles facing everyday Montanans without telling us you're a multimillionaire who has zero concern for the struggles facing everyday Montanans. You want to talk about a clown show? Look at the clown car video. I know, I still got to get it on our Montana Talks website, but I got it. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you will see the clown car video. Flip-flop flat top John Tester owns a Prius. He owns a Prius, and that's how he motors around to those fancy dinners back in Washington, D.C. that all the lobbyists are paying for, $1.2 million in restaurant bills that the multimillionaire John Tester has racked up over the years. He owns a Prius. And you got to see the video of him getting out of the Prius. I mean, it's the clown car to go with the clown show that is Washington, D.C. right now. But let me see. What was the tweet that started it all here? I think it was from Mike Berg with the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Yeah, there we go. Footage of John Tester in the Prius, and there he is. Oh, man. Oh, no, he's getting into it. Oh, he made it. He made it. He got it. All right. Game on. All right, he made it into the Prius. All right. Look at this clown car video. I had to pull it up on X here once again. But now John Tester, boy, I'll tell you what, he's been in Washington long, so he's very angry that they are telling people that he owns a Prius. Why are you mad, bro? Why is he so mad? Anyway, so John Tester has now responded to the, as Rush Limbaugh would refer to it, as the Huffington Puffington Post. He has now responded, and he's calling his Republican critics a bunch of, quote, jackasses for sharing this video and telling folks that John Tester owns a Prius. But then he added this. John Tester responded, "Oh yeah, I own a lot of vehicles. I've got this kind of vehicle. I got that kind of vehicle. I got this vehicle. I got that vehicle." He listed off like over a half dozen different vehicles that the guy owns. And it's like, wow, multimillionaire John Tester, who, by the way, is a lot wealthier now than he was before he was a United States senator raking in all the lobbyist cash. Multimillionaire John Tester responds to his Prius car video. "Yeah, I own lots of vehicles, you jackasses." Once again, it's another reminder that John Tester lives, this Washington fat cat, John Tester, lives high on the hog while Montanans suffer due to his inflationary policies. And oh, by the way, after all of this government spending over the last 3 years, you would think that the St. Mary's Irrigation Project would be doing just fine. So why did this irrigation project suffer a massive failure here this week?
Securing America.
American officials are expressing renewed concern about the support Russia is receiving for its war effort in Ukraine from North Korea and China. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin gets set to visit North Korea this week. State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
"We have seen over the past few months DPRK unlawfully transfer dozens of ballistic missiles and over 11,000 containers of munitions to aid Russia's war effort."
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby adding,
"We know North Korean ballistic missiles are still being used to hit Ukrainian targets."
The Chinese are reportedly providing electronic components to Russia for military equipment. Kirby says the components prop up
what, without that support, would have been a truly crumbling Russian defense industrial base.
Miller says the U.S. has told China to stop, and that
if China doesn't act, we've also made clear that we will.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Most of the cloudy skies across the area today allow us some more rain showers around the region at times as well. High temperature readings will stay around the mid and upper 50s. for tonight. Still looking at some showers, a couple thunderstorms around, especially early. And then temperatures head back in the mid-30s in Bozeman, around 40 in Billings. Now with sunshine Wednesday, mid-60s in Bozeman, mid-70s in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hi.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so some of our friends in Butte and elsewhere across the state, you might have missed this conversation. So this past December, I did the show live from Malta, went up to Malta, Montana. A great time, KMMR Radio Country. And the reason I ended up doing the show from Malta is, hey, why not, right? That's the fun part about having a statewide radio show like this. You got great listeners all across Montana. It gives you an excuse to get out and travel all across Montana. And so, plus, I love the High Line. You know, it was a former Democrat Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield who talked about, you know, never forget the High Line. Don't forget the High Line. I think that was a legendary quote that he gave to the Hungry Horse News back in the day. The reason we did the show from Malta was that there were, a lot of hunters up there who had reached out to me, who had said, hey, Aaron, would you come to Malta and do a show? Or would you get some of us on the radio show to talk about some of the concerns we've got up here? You know, they just felt like they were getting over inundated with out-of-state hunters. And they're like, man, what the heck? And so I said, well, hey, we could get you on the show if you want to call in. I was like, but, you know, let's go to Malta. Let's do the show from Malta. And my goodness, we had a great turnout. Whole bunch of folks, they were fired up. So that dominated the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But as you're now hearing, we've got some extra hours of Montana Talks that you now get to hear in Butte as well on a 1370 KXTL. But that 8 o'clock hour, so our friends at Malta said, hey, you're coming all the way up here. We'll carry the 8 o'clock hour that day too. And I filled that extra hour. We had a great guy come over, Marco Manukian is his name. Marco used to be, he was the extension agent for Phillips County. He's now retired, so he can speak a little more freely. I mean, not that the extension agents are muzzled, but, you know, because they're in official capacity, they don't want to look like they're, you know, playing politics and things like that. So very, very respectful folks that do great work all across the state. But anyway, now he's retired from being the extension agent up there, so he can speak a little more freely. But this guy knows the numbers. He knows ag and more. So I remember him saying back in that 8 o'clock hour from Malta, I should see if I can go pull up that old audio, re-rack it, because it ties in with this conversation here. I remember him saying that, you know, you look at all of the money that's been sent to Ukraine. And he was saying how you could have funded, I think he said at the time, you could have funded 100 St. Mary's with the money that's been sent over to Ukraine. And so I asked him, I thought it was a brilliant point because, you know, there's been money that's been handed out, you know, infrastructure money that's been handed out to the High Line, to this, you know, St. Mary's / Milk River irrigation project. St. Mary's, which starts up in northwest Montana, basically on the edge of Glacier National Park, and then of course the Milk River then pushes up into Canada, then comes back down all across the High Line, including in Glasgow where I grew up. They got some great catfishing going on there, right? But that whole river, that whole irrigation project, is absolutely critical to drinking water and irrigation on that entire northern tier of the High Line. And so, but anyway, the money that's been spent, he said, it's like a drop in the bucket. He said all this federal government spending that's driven up inflation, that's the reason your groceries and everything cost so much more money right now, and the reason why the interest rates are like crazy and you young people can't buy a house, is because of all this massive government spending. And look at all this massive government spending. And yet a drop in the bucket for something like St. Mary's. You could have funded 100 St. Mary's. So I just shared this via X.com a few minutes ago as well. You could have funded 100 St. Mary's infrastructure projects with the money that has gone to Ukraine. And then I added this because it's an important point to make. All of that money that went to Ukraine, a nation that would not have been invaded if Donald J. Trump had still been president of the United States. And now this news regarding St. Mary's. In an announcement, this would have been Monday morning via social media, the Milk River Project stated that the St. Mary's siphon, part of the St. Mary Canal, has suffered a catastrophic failure at the inlet of both siphon tubes. The powerful water flow caused the 100-plus-year-old siphons to break apart, washing away the concrete structures holding the pipes underneath. The area is located near Babb, Montana. So if you don't know where Babb is, it's just south of Alberta, Canada. So if you were in or near Glacier National Park on the east side, that's where Babb is. I've been through Babb many times. You know, had family in the Lethbridge area of Alberta, and my dad's from the Flathead, so we've driven that road plenty of times, right? But think about that: a catastrophic failure. That story is on our Montana Talks website right now. I saw KRTV out of Great Falls also had a report where the Blackfeet tribe is basically warning everybody, hey, everybody, don't be floating out there, don't be fishing, just stay away from that area. It's dangerous. Blah blah blah. I mean, so think about it. Hey, sorry, Blackfeet tribe. Sorry, Blackfeet nation. You're not Ukraine. And so now you're witnessing this catastrophic failure. Oh, by the way, the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native Americans, your reservation. Oh, yeah. Sorry, that's because of our open borders. But no, we have to send money to all these other countries to secure their borders. Look, we can laugh about John Tester getting into his clown car Prius all day long, but there are dangerous real-world consequences of that man's failures all across this state.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, you've heard me say before that the Milk River truly is the lifeline of the High Line. And yesterday, the St. Mary's Canal suffered another catastrophic failure when two siphons failed near Babb, causing water to flood the surrounding area and creating uncertainty for others downstream who depend on the Milk River for things like irrigation water. Last night, I talked with Jennifer Patrick in Haver with the Milk River Joint Board of Control about the extent of the damage and if it was as bad as it looked in that viral social media video.
You know, there's so much water right now, but I think it's probably worse than it looks. The water kind of masks how deep that hole is. 40 or 50 feet is what the channel has cut. And so I think it looks better in the video than we're going to see once the water recedes.
She also said because of the age of the siphons, total replacement at this point is the only option.
Moving forward, we're talking full replacement. We're past the point this afternoon after the upper section failed. We're past the point of, hey, could we go in and rehabilitate it or fix in place? And so that pipe production is 6 to 8 months if we're lucky. And so we're looking at next season, and next season without St. Mary's water is very difficult for the entire High Line.
And in case you're wondering, the total cost in today's dollars to fix and replace the entire 29-mile St. Mary's project is around $300 million. In the meantime, the next Milk River Joint Board of Control meeting, which was scheduled for tonight, has been moved to this Thursday, June 20th at the Great Northern Hotel in Malta at 6 o'clock p.m. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, Superior Livestock Auction just wrapped up their Corn Belt Classic sale, in which the calf and yearling market was $20 to $30 higher than a year ago. Take advantage of this red-hot market and consign your cattle in Superior Livestock's Week in the Rocky sale, running July 8th through the 12th at the Cliff Lodge in Snowbird, Utah. The consignment deadline is Friday, June 21st. So contact your Superior Livestock representative today or visit superiorlivestock.com.
Growers across the region have successfully planted another Molson Coors barley crop, and before too long, combines will be rolling through the golden rice fields. Hi, this is Bob Strecker from Bighorn, Montana. Bill Coors coined the phrase, barley is to beer as grapes are to wine, and he's right. And it's true, there is a little bit of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming barley in every Coors banquet and Coors Light. We are proud to raise barley for Molson Coors, a company known for always supporting farmers and rural America. Always drink responsibly.
Well, last week at the LMA convention down in Oklahoma City, OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel provided a cattle market outlook, which continues to look really good for producers.
We're essentially at record high prices across the board, whether we're talking calves, feeder cattle, fed cattle, doesn't matter, and we're going to go even higher for the next 2+ years. So that's a scary kind of a thing for an economist to say, but it really reflects the fundamentals that we're in right now.
And finally this morning, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, 49% of the U.S. winter wheat crop is still in good to excellent condition. That's up a couple percentage points from a week ago, while 76% of the spring wheat crop is in good to excellent condition, well ahead of last year's 51%. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimmitt.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Catastrophic failure. Boy, that sums up the last 3 years under Joe Biden and John Tester, doesn't it? Catastrophic failure. You know, another thing that sums up the Joe Biden Tester regime. Did you guys see this photograph? Did you see old Chuck Schumer? You guys remember me telling this story? I think I told this story last Monday or Tuesday. It was a little over a week ago. I ran into Chuck Schumer at the airport. There I am having a cup of coffee, chatting with my cousin. We're waiting on our flight back to Montana from the Reagan airport. And then I noticed there's a flight coming from LaGuardia, I think it was, and maybe another one going outbound right after that. And I'm just sitting there having coffee. All of a sudden, there's Chuck Schumer right there. I was like, so, had to say something. And but anyway, Chuck Schumer, did you guys see him? Here you go. Like these fake phony photo ops from Democrats. You see them all the time from John Tester. You see them all the time from Elizabeth Warren. Remember when she did the stupid video grabbing a beer out of her fridge? It's like, oh, come on. Anyway, Chuck Schumer, there he is. He's standing in front of a barbecue. I think there's burgers. I think there's hot dogs. And the burgers are still raw. The burgers had just been thrown on the grill. And you can see a piece of cheese already sitting on one of the burgers. Raw burger. I mean, was this his Father's Day attempt at looking like a normal American? I mean, again, you've got John Tester living high on the hog, this Washington fat cat, $1.2 million in fancy Washington restaurant bills. Chuck Schumer probably never has to cook a meal because he's got lobbyists and other folks and then taxpayers paying for probably every single stinking meal that guy eats. And so here he tries to virtue signal by standing in front of a grill, and you can see the burger there. The burger, like he puts the piece of cheese on the burger while it's still raw. Any normal guy in America, any normal Montana gal even knows how to cook a stinking cheeseburger, right? And, you know, you cook it on both sides and then you put the cheese on at the very end. You know what else is really funny about it? I mentioned last week, if there was one other thing I could have said while I was, while Chuck Schumer was shouting back at me and then I was responding to him, I wish I would have called him out for selling out Israel, for throwing Israel under the bus. I thought Chuck Schumer was Jewish. I've been to Israel, and I went to a steakhouse in Israel, And they asked me, which side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the dairy side or do you want to be on the beef side? And I was like, can I get both? And they're like, no, that ain't kosher. Not only does he not know how to cook a cheeseburger, but it's not kosher either, the way he did it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden announces a new immigration policy today.
The executive order is designed to bring peace of mind and stability to Americans with mixed status families, an administration official says. Undocumented immigrants will be able to apply for lawful permanent residence if they are legally married to an American citizen and have lived in the U.S. continuously for at least 10 years.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The New Mexico village of Ruidoso is evacuated because of wildfire. The message, go now, do not attempt to gather belongings or protect your home, evacuate immediately. Celebrations in Boston.
Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
Boston Celtics win the NBA Finals, taking game 5 of their best of 7 series with Dallas, 106-88. The call there on ABC. Boston's 18th title breaks a tie with the LA Lakers for the most. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, there was one soundbite that I forgot to play for you yesterday. It was it's talking about how Donald J. Trump is just doing incredibly well with black voters right now, so much so to where CNN is absolutely freaking out. But yeah, I mentioned how Donald Trump, I think he was praised by a black pastor in particular. He said, hey, thanks for showing up to the hood. And he made the point, oh, yeah, Joe Biden, he'll go to the NAACP and hobnog with those big wigs, but he doesn't come to the hood. And then, it's kind of like I think what is starting to happen in the black community right now is what has already started to happen in the labor union community as well, where the union workers know full well that the Democrat Party has sold them out, that the Democrat Party is harming their jobs, attacking their jobs. But the big union bosses, they still back the Democrats. I think a similar thing is happening in the black community, where you get these so-called leaders in the NAACP, the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharptons, and they're still gonna be the mouthpieces for the Democrats. But everyday folks in the hood or elsewhere are starting to wake up and realize, like, the Democrat Party is not helping them. And they can tell the difference. Anyway, I'll get to some of that audio here in just a couple of minutes. Nancy and Roundup, what did you want to share this morning?
Well, I have something that hasn't really been covered much. It's the fake news article that came out last week that implies that Saudi Arabia suddenly changed its price using a currency other than the U.S. Dollar for its oil. And I know that they've been under increased pressure to use alternative currencies, but China, you know, is a far greater oil customer than the United States now. And if the Saudis ever decided to use BRICS, that would actually force the United Kingdom into stop using our dollar. Our dollar value would go down further. But what I want to say here is that do you think if a war ever broke out between China and the United States, who would the Saudis side with? Would they continue selling oil to China?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. I think part of the response would be, well, who is president of the United States if that were to happen? Or hopefully we prevent that from happening, right? But, you know, Donald J. Trump was building alliances, was building friendships. Joe Biden came in and started tearing down those friendships, tearing down those alliances, only strengthening Putin and Russia, only strengthening Xi Jinping in China. So my hope is that Donald J. Trump is back in the White House come January, and we start repairing all of these bridges that have been destroyed under the Biden failed foreign policy. But yeah, interesting topic, interesting question. Nancy, thanks for calling. He was just about to retire after 20-plus years of service in the military. He wanted to retire back in Montana, but then he lost his life in a KC-130 U.S. Marine Corps plane crash. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Back on Friday, June 7th, I was able to attend a monument dedication at the National Museum of the Marine Corps, the VMGR Monument Dedication. Check out the story, the photographs, and more. I finally wrote about it. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, we'll get to, man, we've got three different CNN sound bites where CNN is freaking out about a few different things. Their analysts or their reporters. But first, let's get to our messages on our Montana Talks app. Sorry, we are late getting to these. We got one a lot earlier in the show from Tater and Forsyth. So, Tater, sorry, I'm just now getting to these messages here. She says, I can't remember who said it on Gutfeld last night, but they said, if you don't like either candidate, vote on the issues. Well, there you go. That's absolutely right, isn't it, Tater? I mean, look, you're not voting for your best friend here. You're not voting for your pastor or your priest. You're voting for the president of the United States. You know, that's an important point that Tater is highlighting here, because there's people out there, they don't like Joe Biden and they don't like Donald Trump either. It's like, okay, well, you live in Montana, so you don't like Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Okay, well, Lottie freaking Dodd, Donald J. Trump is going to win massively in Montana. So if you don't like Donald Trump, well, okay, well, get over it and focus on what's important. We've got two Montana Supreme Court seats. Corey Swanson is the candidate for Chief Justice. Dan Wilson is the candidate for the other seat on the Montana Supreme Court. Okay, so you don't like Donald Trump? Well, vote for those two. We've got a Navy SEAL veteran married to a Marine Corps veteran who started some incredibly successful businesses hiring his fellow veterans here in Montana. An aerial firefighting business saving people's homes from fires. You don't like Donald Trump? Get over it. Like, Donald Trump's going to win Montana anyway. So you don't like him, well, get over it. And you can vote for Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson for the Supreme Court, and you can vote for Tim Sheehy for the United States Senate, and fix your country and save your country and save your state with those three votes alone right there. By the way, you better throw Susie Hedlund in there for Office of Public Instruction, because you definitely don't want the radical left-wing transgender activists taking over your schools, do you? So you don't like Donald Trump? Get over yourself. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Get over yourself and your pearl clutching. And then, you know, even other folks out there that maybe don't align with either the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. Well, I don't like Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Or even if you're a Democrat who knows the massive failure that Joe Biden has been as president of the United States and continues to be. And you know, you saw how good things were under Donald Trump. You see how bad things are under Joe Biden right now. But you just hate Donald Trump. You just hate this man. I don't know. I thought the phrase that you tell your kids was, well, don't say hate, but you hate Donald Trump. You tell your kids, don't say hate, but you hate Donald J. Trump. Okay, so vote for Donald Trump if you're in one of these battleground states. Plug your nose, vote for Donald Trump if that's what you Democrats feel you need to do. You know how good things were under Trump and the Republican policies. You see how bad things are. You see that we're on the brink of World War III. So just freaking plug your nose and do what you need to do to help your country, to help your own pocketbook, to help stop your daughters now from being drafted into World War III potentially, and just vote for Donald J. Trump in those battleground states. And then you know what you can do if you hate Donald Trump so much? Shut off your stinking TV. Stop watching CNN. Stop watching MSNBC. I would even tell you, don't listen to the radio news. If you just hate Donald J. Trump so much that you don't want to see his face, then shut off your stinking TV for the next 4 years and kick back and enjoy the much better life that Donald J. Trump, Tim Sheehy, and the Republicans are going to deliver for you. Is that too much to ask? That's all you got to do. Shut off your TV. Stop watching CNN. Stop watching MSNBC if you don't like Donald J. Trump that much. Anyway, thanks to Tater and Forsyth for that rant. Jay in Billings. I got to raise my eyebrows when I wake up in Montana and hear John Tester calling me a jackass. Slick Willie Tester is a Clinton, Obama, Biden acolyte. My bet is that Tester has rainbow-colored Big Sandy license plates to match his business card. Oh, he's all about the radical transgender agenda. He's all about putting men into girls' locker rooms. He voted for it. Okay, let me see. There's a soundbite that goes with that rant that I just went on here. Let me see. Where was that soundbite? This is a black rapper. I think I shared it via Twitter. Let me see. Which soundbite is it here? Let me go into Twitter. For some reason, Travis, do you know which soundbite that was? This was the black rapper who said why he is he's in Michigan. He said why he is his. Oh, here we go. There it is. I see it, Travis. Okay. I didn't know the guy's name. This is a black rapper in Michigan. He was being interviewed on Fox News of why he is supporting Donald J. Trump in Michigan. Listen to what Icewear Vezo, the black rapper, has to say about why he's voting Trump and not Biden.
I don't agree with everything about President Trump. I don't agree with 100% everything that anybody does. However, I'm not voting based off of personal feelings. I'm voting based off personal experience. I've experienced Trump as president. I've experienced Joe Biden as president. And I like the way I like Trump as president more.
There you go. There you go. Again, that goes with my rant to you know, Democrat voters in battleground states especially. You don't like Donald J. Trump? Okay, but you know how good things were under Trump. You see how bad things are under Biden. So just vote for Trump. Save your pocketbook. Save the future for your kids if you got them. If you don't got kids, that's cool too. And then just turn off your TV and don't look at Donald J. Trump for the next 4 years and just sit back and enjoy the party. Let me see here. CNN, let's see. They had CNN's political analyst was talking about the poll numbers and was talking about how bad Joe Biden is now performing with black voters, just like Icewear Vezo, who we just told you about there. And how good Trump is now doing with black voters. Here you go. This is CNN's political analyst via the dailycaller.com.
And more than that, it's not just that Joe Biden is losing ground. It's that Donald Trump is gaining ground. You go from 7% single digits at this point in 2020 to now 21%. And again, John, I keep looking for signs that this is going to go back to normal, and I don't see it yet in the polling. If anything, right now, we're careening towards a historic performance for Republican presidential candidate, the likes of which we have not seen in 6 decades.
Wow, there you go. An historic performance, the likes of which we have not seen in 6 decades. Now, there was another CNN story. I also saw this one via the dailycaller.com. So because of analysis like that, these CNN folks are just freaking out. Man, they are just freaking out. And there was this one CNN analyst. Let me pull up the here we go. I got the story. The dailycaller.com. CNN reporter claims Trump supporters calling America a republic is an attack on democracy. So our country is not a democracy. We are a republic. Obviously, we function as a democracy, a democratic republic, whatever you want to refer to us as. But we are a republic, not a democracy. That's how we prevent mob rule. But anyway, this CNN reporter says that if you describe America as a republic, which it is, It's an attack on democracy.
These words were used in different ways in the 18th century, and it's true the founders didn't want direct democracy, by which they meant people gathering on the town square. They wanted representative democracy. But I think the reason why this conversation about language has risen now is because there is a part of the Republican Party that would like to rule as a minority, and they need an excuse for why that's okay. And so they have begun to say, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And it's not 100% clear what that means, but I think they mean we want Donald Trump to be able to do whatever he wants.
Oh, my goodness. As Joe Biden does whatever he wants and subverts a democracy, subverts a republic, whatever you want to call it.
Obviously, there's a lot of criticisms of Trump that he is bad for democracy, that he's bad for American democracy.
We are a republic.
We're a republic.
We are not a democracy.
We're a republic, but we're not a democracy.
One thing we've been hearing at Trump rallies like this over the past few months is that America isn't really a democracy.
America's not a democracy. It's a republic.
It's not a democracy. Okay, democracy is actually not as good as...
Anyway, listen to the... Oh, let's scare people with the background music on CNN. CNN is finally airing the truth, is finally airing facts. And that's scary to CNN.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. The
Biden campaign raises $30 million, and where's Donald Trump? Well, he's meeting with African Americans in Detroit, which is great. And one of the reasons he's doing it is because there is a massive political shift that is happening in this country. Even fake news CNN is noticing the trend lines that are happening, because it's happening in poll after poll after poll. What has James Carville been saying now for week after week after week? That Joe Biden is bleeding. They can't talk about the economy. It's a disaster. They can't talk about the border. It's a disaster. They can't talk about Joe's energy policies. A disaster. They can't talk about law and order. It's a disaster.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing menace is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now. Now.
Guarantee. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The attempt by the Biden administration to weaken girls' sports, to take away girls' sports opportunities, to allow men in the girls' locker rooms, that effort put on hold, not only thanks to a federal judge in Louisiana, but thanks to your Attorney General, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. He's with us in studio for Tuesday's Montana Talks. We'll take your phone calls in.
Get more coin from Hardy's Coins.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple more great messages coming in on our Montana Talks app just a couple minutes ago here. Tater and Forsyth is back. Tater says this, that burger on Chuck Schumer's grill does not look like the burger I put on my grill. Is it me, or did that crap look really pale? No, you're exactly right. Now I got to go look. It's like really gray. I mean, you know, as much as I don't want to help old Chuck Schumer out, you know, hey, you know what? Somebody, that guy needs some Montana beef, don't he? I mean, that stuff just looks nasty. The burger that he had on there. So for those of you just waking up, getting rolling with us here on Montana Talk, so Chuck Schumer, he's standing in front of this grill for this photo op, and it's so obvious he has no idea how to cook a burger because he's got a piece of cheese on one of the burgers that's still raw. But you're right, it's not like that good red pink Montana beef that you'd have on your grill still raw. You can tell it's raw, but it's also kind of like, where'd you get that meat from? Maybe it's that fake. Maybe Bill Gates gave him some of that lab-grown garbage that they want to shove on our troops. Thanks to Tater for that message. Tim and Savage, you know, you had this CNN analyst. Wow, why are they calling it a republic? Because we are a republic. Tim and Savage says this, and to the republic for which it stands, the word democracy is not even in our pledge. But then again, I don't know what pledge the left says to their rainbow flag. Great question, Tim. The word democracy, you know, call it. Somebody point to that word in our Constitution and then point to the word republic in our Constitution. Somebody can go ahead and do that for us just for fun, just for fun. All right. This was a story that came out a couple of days ago. The Blaze Media, that's Glenn Beck's outfit. Great online news in addition to what the work that Glenn and crew do on the radio. So Byron Donalds is this black congressman from Florida. Great congressman. He's being attacked by the liberal left for some comments he made about family and more. Anyway, Delano Squires has a piece at theblaze.com. The media twists Byron Donalds' truths while glorifying Ebony Williams' choice. That kind of ties in with this conversation we've been having here this morning. But I'm going to save that one for the 7 o'clock hour of the show because we got Mike in Cardwell on the phone lines right now. Mike, what's going on? We got about a minute and a half to go.
Oh, this is for Tim in Billings. About a few weeks ago, he was asking about citric acid when you were talking to your weight loss guy, and it contains lead. Also, when citric acid melts with sodium benzoate, it creates benzene, which is a known cause of cancer. There's a few other ingredients that people might need to know about, and that's like a small bag of M&M's candy, one serving. It has 15 parts per million of arsenic, 50 parts per million of lead, 3 parts per million of mercury, and 50 parts per million of chromium. That's just in one serving. And there's a whole lot of other food ingredients that contain arsenic, lead, mercury, chromium, and cadmium.
What was the food that Tim, was it Tim or somebody brought up back then? Do you remember what food it was?
Yeah, it was in a beverage he was drinking.
Oh, okay.
And it was citric acid. He was asking about it.
Oh, but, interesting. So that was when we had Dr. Dale Williams on from Billings Last Diet. All right.
Right.
Well, Mike, sorry we're short on time. Mike, we got a hard break. We got to hit right now. We'll get to your national news update, and then we'll be back with you here in just a few minutes with your phone calls and more.